And before we listen to Paul Ingles there, we were listening to Miles Davis Quintet with Ron, Miles, Herbie, Tony, and Wayne from the album Miles in the Sky. From that recording was a tune called Black Comedy, recorded on the 16th of May, 1968. And our guest today, J.A. Dean, is going to tell us about Black Comedy. You know, when we were talking on the telephone, Dino, you said that this was kind of like a transitional record because it has some electrical stuff on Miles in the Sky, too.
This really was his first step into kind of a funk-based electric music. And I remember I was in senior in high school when this came out, and the title track that we didn't play because I wanted to keep it on the acoustic side because this is really about the last acoustic quintet, and Black Comedy, that is the last time that you're going to hear Miles swing like that. I mean, that this recording is it. Everything from this point on goes in a whole different direction, and he never really comes back to this way of swinging. I remember when this came out, and the big tune on this record was Stuff, which was more of a rock-based, funk-based thing, and he had Herbie Hancock playing electric piano. And that was the first step into the electric thing. It's interesting, this record is kind of, in a certain way, all over the map. You can see that he's like starting to go in a different direction, but it isn't as fully formed as it is in the next recording that we're going to play, which is Fiti Kilimanjaro. Huh. And when that came out, and again, it's a transitional record. It's not really spoken of as a part of his electric period.
So is the tune Black Comedy, is that a drum-centric tune, being that it was written by Tony?
It's pretty sounded pretty drum-centric to me. I mean, it's amazing how free they are in that piece, and they're adhering to a really rigid structure, and yet they're so free in it. I mean, quite an amazing band.
And Wayne, you had made a comment about Wayne's tenor on there.
Oh yeah, there's one point where he almost sounds like he's dealing with the same vocabulary that Train was dealing with on Interstellar Space. And it's just interesting how this ensemble just got freer and freer, and I mean almost into the realm of being a quote free jazz ensemble, but they were still dealing with very, very strict structures and tunes that came from the jazz tradition. But as you see in this progression, you know, they don't go back and repeat the entire head the way, you know, you do in traditional jazz playing. Endings became more amorphous. It wasn't head, solo, head. I mean, the whole way they kind of abstracted this kind of playing really just moved. And I think this Miles in the Sky has some of the most amazing examples of where, had he decided to continue with the acoustic thing, I think they would have gone even more abstract and more and